This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casual and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
You are listening to the Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
It's hour two on this Tuesday. Dan and the Danettes, Dan Patrick Show. My thanks to Ross Tucker sitting in the seat yesterday. Stat of the day is always brought to you by Panini America, the official trading cards of the Dan Patrick Show. Our streaming partner, Peacock. Halloween horror, catch new movies, classic franchises, so much more all month long. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at DP Show. And in case you're wondering, Fritzy is dressed in black today, and it's a down day, bad day, but better days ahead for the Broncos. Fritzy a little concerned that Russell Wilson, ending his press conference last night, did not give us what he normally does at the very end.
You know, tonight was unfortunate. We should have won that game, we felt like. And we got to keep going. Thank you very much. Thank you, guys. Yep.
Oh, no, let's ride. Yes, Todd.
I wonder if he wanted to get it in there, or at the last minute he decided not to in that moment, or does he plan to say that every single week?
I don't know. Feels like you did it last week. You lost in overtime. This week, overtime loss. Let's try.
I think he pays attention to social media and certainly his image, and maybe it got back to him or his
people. Oh, he definitely.
That let's ride. Maybe we kind of retire that for the time being.
Yeah, he does. He's an athlete. He's a celebrity. Of course he pays attention.
Someone must have mentioned something about, you know what, let's not do the let's ride, especially after we lose two overtime games in a row.
Well, what they did has been done now 18 times in NFL history, losing back-to-back overtime games. Congratulations to the Broncos. 19-16, the final. Justin Herbert did not throw a touchdown pass for the first time in 27 games. He will join us coming up next hour. Chargers didn't look great, but you have these games. This is what we normally don't do. You don't go back and look at some of the wins where you go, oh, man, I don't know. It's at the end of the year, how many wins do I have? Like the Steelers last year, they had a tie that helped them get into the playoffs. They tied the Lions. So you start to look at these games and you just go, just win and survive. Now, we will go back and look at losses. We don't go back and look at wins. You might go back and go, how did this team lose to the Colts like the Chiefs did? Or, hey, they ended up losing that game by that amount. You don't do that with wins, but we do it with losses. And I think when the Chargers, if they are a playoff team, you know, we're not going to go back and go, well, they barely won that game, or they didn't look that good there. It's you win and survive. You move on. That's all we care about. But you're going to look at Denver's losses. If they don't make the playoffs, you'll look back and go, how did they lose that game? Or they lost back-to-back overtime games. That's normally what happens. We'll look at the negative. You're not going to look at the positive if you win a game and you win it and you don't perform well. Go back to what the Ravens did when they had an anemic offense. When Ray Lewis famously said, hey, just give me 10 points. We'll win the game for you. That's it. Eli Manning and the Giants were wild card teams. You know, the Packers, when they won with Rodgers, a wild card team. Just get in. That's all you care about. 877-3DP-SHOW, email address, dp@danpatrick.com, Twitter handle at dpshow. We have baseball today because we didn't have baseball last night. The Guardians and the Yankees were rained out, so that game is at 4 o'clock. You have the Phillies and the Padres. This is one of those where you go, what happened? It was like it happened so quickly in baseball where you go, over the weekend, where you go, wait, so the Phillies are in and the Padres are in. No Dodgers, no Braves, and then the Yankees going to a game five with the Guardians here, and the Astros waiting. That's your baseball playoffs. Yeah, Marv.
It's weird because the Padres were kind of a sexy team at the beginning of the season. You know, they were everyone's kind of, you know, cool pick. The new uniforms, Tatis, and then during the trade deadline got Juan Soto.
Yeah.
And then they kind of, you know, slowed down, and now they're kind of back. So it's weird. But the Phillies, I didn't even know they were good enough to be in the playoffs.
Yeah, you watch that team, and didn't they fire their manager?
Didn't Girardi go in month two?
Yeah. How many times has somebody gone to the World Series after firing their manager during the year? Maybe we could get our research staff. Maybe John Tuvey can help us with that.
Yeah, yes. The Phillies started out 22-29 and went hee-haw to Joe Girardi. They didn't actually say that. I think
they did not.
They probably amicable.
They did not.
What if they went up? What if he came up to the
hee-haw?
He's walking up. He knocks on the
Joe, come on in. What's up? Hee-haw.
That'd be the best.
Just have an umpire in there to run you.
Yeah.
Like management is there, like the ownership is there, and they're like, the umpire.
Joe Girardi comes around. It's less funny if you're him.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
not as funny.
Probably got paid.
NBA opens up, 76ers, Celtics, Lakers, and the Warriors. Today too early for me. Just too many things going on. Got baseball. They're not going to push it to Wednesday, though. I did get a hold of the commissioner. He said, we can't. We've got this already in motion. Got a big ring ceremony there with Golden State. That might be more interesting than the game itself. Where you're like, let's see what happens. Okay. How close to when Draymond gets his that Jordan Poole gets his? Do you go back to back? Yes, Todd.
I think you put them on opposite ends. Or do you call too much attention to it by having them too far apart from each other? Like three apart.
The over-under of the teams playing tonight, 76ers, Warriors, Celtics, Lakers. Lakers at 45.5 wins. The Warriors at 51.5. So 6 wins separating those two. 76ers at 50.5 wins. Celtics over under 53.5. Celtics the favorites to have the most wins this year. And they don't even have their head coach. Yes, Paulie.
I was going to say, what level of value is placed on the head coach if he doesn't affect the over under by a game? Because their over-under is the same with and without Udoka.
You have over-under with prop bets tonight, in case you're curious. Who is expected to score more points tonight? Steph Curry, LeBron James, Anthony Davis. Seton, I'll start with you.
Is Anthony Davis healthy?
Anthony, as healthy as Anthony Davis can be.
It's got to be Steph Curry by a mile and a half.
Okay, Todd?
I'm going to take LeBron. Then.
All right, Paulie.
Anthony Davis.
Marv?
Anthony Davis.
Somebody is going has an over-under of 26.5 points. Somebody has 23.5. Somebody has 22.5. If you guessed Steph Curry would have the fewest amount of points over-under, you're right. 22.5. Anthony Davis, 23.5. LeBron James, 26.5.
What?
Maybe they're thinking Golden State's going to win this comfortably, and maybe Steph is just going to kind of go through the motions there. Yeah, maybe hit like, 9 of 14 shots, something like that.
He's already load managing. Not too many.
Right. Draymond Green, over under. Marv?
5.5.
6.5 for Draymond Green.
I'll give you that.
Does he go out and try to do too much? It's like if Jordan Poole hits a shot and Draymond Green's on the floor, what kind of is there any interaction? Yeah, Marv.
You know what? I think just for the optics, they're going to go way above and beyond. They got some secret handshake or something like that.
Ooh.
Like, you know what? I love you, bro.
He's going to do like a little play, like throw a fake punch, and then they're all going to laugh.
Yeah.
He's going to do that walk up with that smile.
Yeah. Yeah. Yes, Paulie.
I have a mean-spirited over-under, but I'm basing this off. You know, remember Charles Barkley called Anthony Davis street clothes last year as his nickname, which was brutal.
Yes. Accurate.
Yeah.
Accurately brutal.
I hope Anthony Davis plays 82 games. They're playing 82 this year, right? They're not adjusting it?
Yeah. There's no bubble. There's no nothing.
I'm going to set the over-under.
Well, we should find out what the over-under is in Vegas.
Games played?
Yeah. Over-under Anthony Davis. If I gave you 65.5.
Bold.
If you took the under, you'd crush it the past 4 years.
Yeah, but if I said 65.5 Anthony Davis games, who's taking the over? Who's taking the over?
He's done that 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 seasons.
How many recently?
2017.
Okay. 5 years ago. Okay. Over, under. I'd like to know what Vegas has for that 65.5. They have prop bets on everything. Let me see. Lucas in Texas. Hi, Luke. Welcome back. What's going on?
Dan, how's it going?
Great, Luke.
Here to kind of complain a little bit. First off, I tried calling in yesterday and couldn't get through. If Vanderbeek was half as good as blocking linemen as he was callers, he'd be a Hall of Famer.
Wow.
But no, all in good jest. Hey, but I do have a legitimate complaint. I am sick and tired of all of the hand-wringing that's coming out for the Dodgers not advancing. It's like they had to win more games than their opponents or something. It's really ridiculous. I mean, I think even the LA Times put out an opinion piece of like, we need to alter the playoff format so they are better positioned to win a championship. And it's like, that's what the regular season is for. Like, they had the number one seed. Quit complaining. I mean, the regular season determines the best team, but the playoffs determine the champion. If we base it just on the regular season, then, man, the 2001 Mariners, the 73-win Warriors, Cam Newton and the Panthers, they would all like to have a word.
Okay, but Lucas, if the Astros lost to the Mariners, what would you be saying about the playoff format?
Oh, I'd be fine with it.
Oh,
I really would. I mean, because you have to play. I mean, you've got to win the same number of games as your opponent. And, I mean, the Astros and the Dodgers both had the best records in their league, so they got to skip an entire round of the postseason. They got to have an off week. And so, I mean, yeah, I mean, obviously I'm happy that my team took care of business. But, I mean, it's just crazy to me that everyone's saying it's so unfair that the best team is not in there. I mean, like,
well,
they got a fair...
Okay, I think it comes down to this, Lucas. And I hear some of this, and, you know, we're on the station that carries the Dodgers, and I'm sensitive to that. But the Dodgers, if you look at the pitching staff, and this was brought up on the show, this was brought up by Bill Plaschke of the LA Times, they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. Did they have enough pitching? And normally you would think with Trevor Bauer, I mean, they spent all that money with David Price, Kershaw in and out of the lineup. I mean, you had situations here where the starting pitching wasn't as formidable. And if the bats go quiet, which happens every postseason, if you give me pitching, I'll take pitching over your offense. When we get to the playoffs, give me pitching. That's how you win a championship. But the Dodgers were outscoring everybody. But when you get into a tight game and runners in scoring position, they did not produce. I think what will be discussed when the season is over, because it happened to the Dodgers, and it could happen to the Yankees today, should you have a best of five where the team that had an inferior record has two home games? You get three, they get two. Now, you had that with the opening round where you had three games where you got to host all three. I don't know if that's brought up as a topic bar for the, you know, competition committee with baseball, but I would guess that it will. You know, you don't have seven games, you have five. Should you have, you know, the Dodgers, their record compared to the Padres, should it be four games you host, they get to host one? Maybe it comes up, but that's where the unfairness, I think, comes in, whether you, you know, feel that that's legitimate or not. You know, they caught a Padres team at the wrong time, plain and simple. And the Padres started out slow. Started out slow after the trade deadline. And Juan Soto was going to change the history of baseball. And we went, maybe not. You know, Machado actually played in accordance to what he's getting paid. I like how people go, man, Machado, he's paid to be a great player. Not a good player. We're paying you $300 million. Yeah, Mark.
Do you think teams that get into the wild card, they've been playing playoff baseball?
Okay. Yes. And I think that's why Seattle felt dangerous, because they were playing. They got crushed, you know. Alvarez crushed him twice. And you know, as a result, you know, that's where you go. We can't recover from something like that. Yeah, Paul.
Going back to right before the season, we had Dave Roberts, the Dodger manager, on. You said, we will win the World Series if, and he said, well, we're winning the World Series. And that got a lot of play. Yeah, but that's exactly what you want your manager to say. But he went on to, and he engaged with him, you back and forth. He said, our starting pitching staff, he says, if it holds up and it's intact of what it is now, and you know, they had Dustin May coming back and going out again, and Walker Buehler, and then you have Trevor Bauer's situation where he's just off the team, basically. I mean, they've had a lot of issues. And still won 111.
I know.
And had one of the best run differentials.
But if it's one of the great seasons, then it's one of the biggest disappointments of all time.
It's the 73-10. It's close to the 73-10. Warriors team.
Yeah.
Who didn't close it.
All right, let me take a break. When we come back, Lewis Riddick's going to join us, former defensive back, mothership analyst. I want to know exactly, because he looks at the film, tell me exactly what is wrong with the Broncos. And if you're looking at the two best teams, the Buffalo Bills and the Philadelphia Eagles, what kind of issues does he see with either one of these teams moving forward? And what do you do when Dak Prescott comes back? Do you change your offense at all? Because it looks like Dak is going to be playing against the Lions. We'll take a break. We're back after this. Dan Patrick Show. LifeLock. Yep. I am the bearer of bad news, but you don't have to be on the receiving end of the bad news if you've received an aggressive email or a text or a social media message from somebody you don't know. It's called cyber stalking, a serious crime that can take many forms, including blackmail, false accusations, tracking your location, posting hateful statements about you, private information. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft are affecting our lives. Make sure that you're not a victim. Protect your identity with LifeLock by Norton. LifeLock detects and alerts you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own, like crimes committed by thieves pretending to be you. And if you are a victim, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. No one can prevent all identity theft or monitor all transactions at all businesses. Protect what's yours with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year with the promo code Patrick. 1-800-LIFELOCK or LifeLock.com. Promo code Patrick for 25% off. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for time tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces. Like, there was the hat. There was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the... I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I mean, even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
Sound the trumpets. It's horse racing time, so saddle up for all the action with DK Horse, an official DraftKings affiliate. Right now, new customers who download the DK Horse app get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250. Just deposit $25 or more and complete the playthrough requirement. Wager on your favorite horses, then watch the races live right there on the app. Download the DK Horse app now. New customers get a 100% deposit bonus up to $250 when they opt in with the code DP. Only on the DK Horse app.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 18 plus, 21 plus in certain states to open or access an account and a resident of a state where DK Horse is available. Eligibility restrictions apply. Void where prohibited. One per new customer. Match calculated on first deposit up to a maximum of $250. Deposit requires two-time playthrough of settled wagers within 168 hours. Bonus released in $25 increments. Deposit and eligibility restrictions apply. See terms at dkhorse.com.
I was curious, with the Phillies firing Joe Girardi earlier this year, how many teams have gone on to win a World Series after an in-season managerial change? Our good buddy John Tuvey, who does all of our stats, he said 2003 Marlins' Jack McKeon replaced Jeff Torborg, and the 1978 Yankees' Bob Lemon replaced Billy Martin. We'll get to more phone calls coming up. Louis Riddick, one of our favorites, college football analyst and ESPN NFL analyst. And Louis will be with Matt Berry, the call Virginia-Georgia Tech. That'll be Thursday on the Mothership at 7 Eastern. Louis, thanks for joining us. Let me start with the analytical part of looking at the Denver Broncos offense. What exactly, if you were going to say to Russell Wilson, here's the problem or here's the solution, What would you do in an advisory role?
Yeah, you know, I think for Russ, I think you have to, one, stop trying to be perfect. Two, just kind of play your game in the style and the manner in which got you to the level that you're at as far as people regarding you as one of the best overall playmakers, off-schedule playmakers, really, that the league has seen in the past 10 years at the very least.
Now, explain by being perfect.
Well, I guess it's like this. Russ is probably at his very, very best outside of structure. And every quarterback, I think, constantly hears, win from the pocket, win from the pocket, win from the pocket, stay in the pocket, make sure you go through progression, stay in the pocket at all costs. And when Russ tries to do that, I think it limits his game and limits his creativity and limits his ability to make explosive plays and kind of make up for maybe some of the limitations that whatever offense that he is in has. Right now, the limitations that his offense has in Denver is consistent pass protection, obviously a dependable run game, especially after the injuries that they've had at the running back position. So I think he's almost forced now to become, and I don't mean this in a derogatory way at all, but kind of like schoolyard, backyard Russ, where he's going to have to extend and make plays and go off schedule, probably even more so now because he just can't sit in the pocket anyway. So I think for him, I think he just needs to really, and I mean really, just cut it loose. Do not listen to anything in regards to trying to be something that you're not. Just be who you are and who you've been at your very best, which is when you are just creating and making things happen, that's when you're at your best. We've criticized him for it in the past, saying that he has sometimes made things too hard on him, maybe taking unnecessary sacks, maybe missed some short and intermediate checkdowns that could have been just as fruitful as the big bomb that he is going after in the long term. But I think right now that's what he's going to need to do. This wide receiver core, you've heard numerous different people talk about the fact that they are underperforming, not the most disciplined route runners, not necessarily in the spots that this offense would want them to be, as far as their spacing, route precision. Those are the kind of things that you would probably expect, though, when you have a bunch of young guys trying to learn a new offense that really, in terms of the league setting it up in the offseason for you to have enough time to get to know one another, it really doesn't work to your advantage. I mean, a lot of times there just isn't enough time. And I know quarterbacks get together with wide receivers in the offseason and have throwing camps and, invite them to their homes, maybe go to some warm weather climate and try to build some chemistry for a week or two. But it just doesn't really work that way. It doesn't come together that fast. We're seeing that around the league, that players and teams that kind of de-emphasize the offseason, once the regular season starts, they're slow starters. And then, we hear about teams having to use the first month of the season as maybe an extended form of training camp. And when you have a new coaching staff and a new quarterback who's trying to get to learn new wide receivers, there's going to be some bumps in the road in the best case. And then when you have a worst case scenario where your offensive line isn't playing up to par, you don't have a really solid running game, the wide receivers are young. They're not always the greatest route runners, although they are very good athletes and talented individuals. This is what you're going to come up with. This is what's going to wind up happening. And then here's the cherry on the top as far as Russ's situation is concerned. You have a head coach who clearly, to put it mildly, is very green when it comes to overall game management, roster management, maybe even player management, as far as taking control of this thing and not letting it get off the rails in the court in the middle of a game. So that's why now Denver, anointed by many in the offseason as being maybe one of the favorites in the West, despite the fact that Patrick Mahomes has ruled over that division like Lord Vader for years now, I think it meant people are having to walk that back and go, yeah, maybe I didn't take into consideration that this is a new quarterback, rookie head coach, young wide receivers, a lot of things, a lot of moving parts here. And this is what you get when that happens. And
do we know who the Chargers are right now?
I think from a personnel perspective, Dan, yeah, we do. We know that Justin Herbert is special and unique. We know that Mike Williams is special, unique. We know that Keenan Allen is one of the unsung heroes, or rather, I shouldn't say heroes. He's one of the unsung route runners and just productive overall wide receivers that the game has seen in the past 6-7 years. We know those things, and we know that Austin Eckler is a stud. So we know that they're talented on both sides of the ball. that they have talented people at key positions. What we don't know is, in the biggest of moments, how will Brandon Staley manage the game? Will he manage it objectively off of a probability slash analytics sheet? Will he go with his gut, his football intuition? Will it jive with common sense in those critical moments, especially when you're going to be matched up against, in your division in particular, one of the most respected coaches in the history of the NFL and Andy Reid? Are you going to make the critical decisions that will be able to one-up a guy like Andy Reid? We don't know those things yet because they haven't proven those things yet. But we know 1 through 53 that when these guys are healthy, and obviously you know, they've suffered some big-time losses with Rashawn Slater, with Joey being hurt right now. I mean, it's Bosa. I mean, it's – I think there's a lot more questions still than answers, although they are a team that a lot of people love to get behind and say, this is a very, very talented team, but they ask the same question you just asked. But we just don't know who they're going to be when it matters the most, and I don't think we still know that answer.
How nervous would you be if you're a Packer fan right now?
Extremely. Extremely.
How did this happen?
I think it starts, obviously, a lot of the problems that start that you see crop up during the season, especially the early part of the season, really started in the offseason. I think the uncertainty surrounding Aaron's situation, how it trickled down to the decision that Devontae Adams made to leave, Aaron not necessarily being around this offseason, around those young wide receivers. See, this is what I'm talking about, where you have a limited amount of time, you know, in a really structured environment at the facility to work with players and get to know one another and develop chemistry, so as it is, as mandated by the CBA. When you then don't even do that, but then you have a bunch of young wide receivers and you lost one of the most prolific, most talented wide receivers in the NFL, and he just walks out the door, and now you're trying to bring this new group together, and you're not around as the quarterback. There's just no way. There's no way that in a mandatory mini camp setting, and then in a few training camp practices where then you're then not even dressing and playing full speed during games. And I don't care how many joint practices you do. They're nothing like games. It's still different. It's still different because it's not scripted. And it's a game in a stadium with fans, and you have a different uniform on, and it feels different. And the pressures are it's all different. I don't care if it's preseason or regular season. It's different than what a joint practice is. When you don't partake in all that stuff, if you're not familiar with one another, you're going to have bumps in the road, man.
I had a problem with Rodgers not getting together with these receivers.
That's right.
Just a couple of – get into a preseason game and help them understand the magnitude of, hey, you don't replace Devontae Adams, or you don't. Right. Collectively, we do. So I did have a problem with that.
I did too. But see, many excused Aaron because he's Aaron. And I get that on the surface. This guy's a prodigy, a savant, a one of one. One of the guys who many people deem as maybe the most talented pure passer in the history of the NFL, because he can do things with the way he throws the football and the positions he can get himself in and still deliver the football accurately that you've never seen anyone be able to do. And that's great for him. That's great for him. But it's like, you know, it's like the reason why some great players don't ever become coaches is because they expect players to be able to do the things that they were able to do, and they can't. And they can't really communicate it to them, so they don't ever become coaches. Well, Aaron is now maybe expecting some of these wide receivers to do things that Devontae was able to do and have the same kind of chemistry he was able to have with Jordy Nelson back in the day. But they can't. They just can't do that, especially if they don't have the exposure to him in terms of live reps that those guys accumulated over years and years. And that's not to say that Aaron has ridiculous expectations of these guys, because he's spoken about the fact that I can't expect them to be where those guys were when we were clicking on all cylinders.
But does it now become,
if you know that, then be there in off season.
Does it become even more evident that the Packers have to go get OBJ when he's available?
I don't, you know, as far as his experience, OBJ's playmaking ability, he says he has a good relationship with Aaron. Yeah, on the surface, Dan, it looks like it makes sense. But remember, when he went to L.A., there was kind of a breaking in period between him and Matthew Stafford, between him and Cooper Kupp, between him and the offense overall, yeah. until it really started going. And I don't know. I mean, and he's still not healthy. I mean, we don't know where he's at. So it's like, man, does that – will it be too little too late? And then there's other things going on with that team anyway. Like, as this offensive line has gotten healthier and players have returned, like Elgton Jenkins gets healthier, David Bakhtiari gets healthier, it still doesn't matter. It's not paying the dividends that you would expect it to. I mean, the Jets took him apart from a physicality standpoint, and that's – I would never call the Packers soft. And I've heard some people say that about how they played this past Sunday. I would never call them that. But they did get whipped, man. They look like they're like moving around in this kind of haze, like, hey, you know, what's going on? Devontae's not here. We can't throw the ball with the way we're used to. You know, what's going on? Does anybody know what the problem is? And it's like, yeah, you guys are the problem right now. And then on defense, I mean, they're top 10 in cap dollars allocated to the defensive side of the football in the NFL. And they're just getting drug. There's a big problem there. Big problem.
We're talking to Lewis Riddick of the Mothership. He'll be on the call with Matt Barry of Virginia, Georgia Tech, Thursday, 7 Eastern on ESPN. You had the Cooper Rush experiment, and now Dak comes back.
Mm-hmm.
Give me what you think the game plan will be with Dak, and is that different than what the game plan should be with Dak Prescott?
I think it should be exactly the same as far as philosophically how you decide to attack opponents. Meaning, let's lean on Tony Pollard and Zeke. Let's continue to get them, keep them going. Let's continue to rotate them.
But the same blueprint you had for Cooper Rush, you're going to do the same with Dak Prescott?
I am, and I'll tell you, and I'll tell you why. Because complementary football is what got them to where they are. It's good, which is in the national media spotlight week after week for winning games. That's ultimately what they care about and what they need to be focused on. But here's the kicker with Dak. See, what Dak can do that Cooper Rush can't do is he can make the special throw, maybe the special pre-snap check audible because he has been out on the field more times than and taken more reps than Cooper Rush. That gets them in the perfect play that maybe Cooper couldn't. Dak has seen more looks, seen more pressures, seen more third down defenses, seen more red zone, 2-minute defenses to where he can make that read quicker when it comes time to throw the football and get the football where it needs to be accurately than Cooper could. So he's taking that blueprint, but he's accentuating it because he's just simply a better player. And that's all you need him to do. You don't need to kind of all of a sudden flip the run-pass ratio and all of a sudden be like, well, we're paying Dak this much money, so now we can throw it. We don't need to do that. We don't need to just do what you're doing and then let him take it to another level simply because he's a better player. And I think if they do that, and you know what, as a matter of fact, Dan, I think they have to do that, especially initially, because you can't expect Dak after this kind of layoff. And no matter what he says and what any player says, when you've been off that long and you're dealing with an injury that directly affects your performance, I mean, it's Dak's throwing thumb. He's going to have some question in his mind until he proves to himself, okay, it is good in a game setting, not in practice, not throwing balls off to the side with the trainer. But in this game, when Brandon Graham is chasing me down, I can throw this rock and put it where I need to put it, and I don't even think about it. There's going to be an acclimation period. So I think you definitely need to stick with the blueprint that they've been using. It's been working.
Yeah.
Hell, it almost brought them back against Philly.
In the final 30 seconds, who is more threatening in the long term this season, the Jets or the Giants?
Oh, been asked this question a couple of times, man, and I'm all over both of these teams. I would say in the long term, you generally think that talent wins out, right? Talent wins out, although character can overcome a lot of deficiencies, and that's what's happening with the Giants. Character is overcoming, and coaching and culture is winning. Not to say that they don't have good players, but that's what's driving the bus there. At the Jets, they have the same things. Look, Robert has some of the same things going on as far as coaching and chemistry. But they are a very, very talented young football team. In the long run, as long as they don't somehow, some way have some kind of chemistry and or culture issue crop up there, which you know sometimes we come to expect with the Jets because they're the Jets, they, from a talent standpoint, they have got it going, man. I would bet on the talent in the long run because that's what history says I should do. So I'll go with them. But look, Daboll right now, you have to give him the coach of the year. You have to. Right now, if you had to pick a coach, what he's done with Daniel Jones, obviously he's not the one who's keeping Saquon Barkley healthy, but what is going on with Saquon Barkley, the lack of weapons they have on the perimeter, and they're still able to move the football and score points. And Wink Martindale may be assistant coach of the year right now, considering how he leaves Baltimore. Baltimore is suffering dramatically, drastically on defense, and he's got this group of players in New York playing their rear ends off. There's so many good things happening for the Giants right now. It's got to be great to be a Giants fan. But the Jets, they're not the same old Jets. Those days, I believe, are long gone. Robert Saleh said, I'm keeping receipts on people who are talking crap about me here early in the season and saying we're the same old Jets. When the time comes and this thing turns, I'm going to pull them out. It's almost time. It's early in the season. I don't know if he wants to pull them out yet, but I have a feeling he's straightening them out and organizing them on his desk and saying, I'm going to get this guy first and this guy then and this guy, because that team has turned the corner.
Okay, if there was a fight with all of the head coaches in the NFL, who's Robert Saleh a number one seed?
Yeah, he is. He's up there, man. Robert's not just all bravado. The guy's kind of put together, man. He's up there. He's up there. You know, I'm trying to think right now, like, who? I would not. Oh, you never mess with wrestlers, okay? Ever.
Vrabel.
Everybody knows that on the street. Vrabel and Sean McDermott. Sean McDermott was a very good wrestler. As a matter of fact, he has said numerous times that wrestling is his first love. That was his sport. You don't mess with wrestlers. Ever. Ever.
I don't know. You know, Brandon Staley and Zach Taylor may not scare me too much. Like, analytically, they would be approaching the fight in a different way than everybody else.
You know who else would have been a good – you know who else who could have rumbled, like, say, 10 years ago? Big Red, man.
Andy Reid?
10 years ago? Yeah. Yeah. I'm just telling you, I played racquetball with this man a few times when we were in Philly. And run into him accidentally a few times, and a few times he's hit me. I'm telling you, he's a brick freaking wall. And I mean, he looks like a brick wall, but I'm just telling you, he's tough as hell. Tough as hell. 10 years ago, though. Before, I think he had his knee replaced, didn't he?
Would Gruden have scared you?
No. John just walks around with his chest out. Are you kidding me?
He used to walk around with a football in his letter jacket on the campus of the University of Dayton.
Yeah, that still doesn't mean you can fight.
No, he couldn't play, but he did have.
Yeah, that's true too. You know who else would give you a run? Would be John Harbaugh.
Ooh.
He could scrap too.
How about Ron Rivera? Maybe 10 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah. Look, he played with. Some...
Oh no, we're missing the number one seed.
Who?
Dan Campbell.
Hmm. Yeah.
Are you kidding me, Lewis? He's going to bite you. He's going to.
Yeah, you know, but you know.
He's going to take whatever it takes. Dan Campbell he'll die in battle.
Yeah, well, yeah, I mean, that's what he says. You know, there's a lot of people who talk. I'm not going to question Dan Campbell's talk.
I think you just did.
No, I didn't.
Yeah,
no,
you
I
did.
Didn't. I'm not questioning it. I'm not questioning his toughness, man. Anybody,
Paulie, get a hold of Dan Campbell. Tell him Lewis is questioning his toughness.
We're on hold for him.
Okay.
I'll tell you this. There is a guy on his staff. There are some coaches on his staff.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. Yeah, I know that. But
Deuce Staley?
Yeah, I know. Deuce would be. I wouldn't mess with Deuce Staley.
Mm-mm. Nope.
You know what you guys should do on NFL Live or, you know, total breakdown on the toughest head coaches in the NFL and just have, like, you know, the octagon and then tail the tape.
Yeah, that would be kind of fun.
All right. I got to run.
All right, man.
Have fun Thursday night. Always great. Thank you for spending some time.
Of course, man. Thank
That's
you.
Lewis Riddick, Mothership. Be on the call of Virginia Georgia Tech on Thursday night, 7:30. Andy Reid, you didn't expect that answer. But he seemed to downplay Dan Campbell a little
Shocker.
Bit.
Mm.
little bit. Yeah. All right, let me take a break. Back with your phone calls after this. I have a payroll tax refund that's only available for a limited amount of time. And if you run a business, we know what you've been through the last couple of years. If you have five or more employees and manage to survive COVID, you could be eligible to receive a payroll tax rebate of up to $26,000 per employee. And it's not a loan. It's a refund of your taxes. The challenge is getting your hands on it. And that's why I want to introduce you to GetRefunds.com. They have a team of tax attorneys they put together, and they are highly trained in a little-known payroll tax refund program that's already returned over $1 billion to businesses. And maybe they can help you as well. Find out if your business qualifies. You go to GetRefunds.com. You'll see Qualify Me. Click on that. Answer a few questions. Businesses of all types can qualify, including those who took PPP, nonprofits, even those that had increases in sales. They do all the work, no charge up front. They share a percentage of the cash they get for you. Only available for a limited amount of time. Don't miss out. Go to GetRefunds.com. Good luck. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
This is Steve Covino.
And Rich Davis.
And together, we are Covino and Rich.
Covino and Rich.
Thanks, buddy. That's right, Covino and Rich, Fox Sports Radio's newest hit show. Heard weekdays from 5 to 7 Eastern, 2 to 4 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Every Covino and Rich show is available as a podcast. Just search Covino and Rich wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe.
I'm such a rockin' dude.
The show features our unique take on sports, injected with some fun, humor, and relatability.
Listen to Covino and Rich 5 days a week on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Covino and Rich, give me a hell yeah.
All right, everybody, game off. Let's pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that. But there's just so much more good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build up each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock.
And there's so much more to get. You can get unique stickers. You could trade with friends to compete albums for big prizes. There's cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. I was always a battleship guy. You know, you get those pieces, like there was the hat, there was the shoe.
Oh, same.
There was the, I was always a battleship guy or the car. You know what, too, is funny about a battleship? It's one of the only Monopoly pieces that you find that's not just a household item.
Wow, you know, I never even thought about that.
Yeah, most people don't have a battleship at home, but you have a car, you have a hat, you have a shoe, you have all those things. Anyway, you could also get hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. That's always fun. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their own unique mini games like digging for treasure or a robot Pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that will help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies.
There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it for free right now on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. Like, a lot. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my live sports and docs in one app. Like Giannis, The Marvelous Journey, and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. All in one app with one password. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Charles Barkley at the top of the hour. Also, Justin Herbert. Busy final hour coming up. Sneaking a couple of phone calls. Jeff in Seattle. Hi, Jeff. What's on your mind?
Hi, Dan. First time, long time. 6 foot and the top 230. Interesting is that the auction under here for Fritzy and other Broncos fans complaining about Russell Wilson's offense going run, run, incomplete, punt. Because it seems like that was the extent of the Seahawks offense for the last 4 to 5 years here in Seattle. I think we all figured it was a Pete Carroll or offensive coordinator thing, but it seems like it may be more of a Russell thing. Insight on that?
Yeah, I'm not sure about it. And thanks, Jeff. That's why I had Lewis Riddick on. Because I think what happens as a radio host, that you start to have an opinion on something without any real foundation to it. And that's why I wanted to be careful about this. And having Lewis on, who's a former defensive back and an analyst, tell me what's going on here. Is it just sort of this combination of the bad offensive line, you don't have a running game, you lost your running back, you got young wide receivers, Russell's trying to be too Russell-y, be perfect there. That defense is good. This is a talented roster, but you have just had these moments where Russ didn't deliver, you got a head coach who seems like he's in over his head right now, and you're trying to throw all of that together in the AFC West. And this is what, you know, the end result is. Not pretty. Neither was the Dodgers' season. You go back to March 24th of this year. Dave Roberts, the manager, was on, and I asked him the question. The Dodgers will win the World Series if...
we play a full season and there is a postseason.
Wait.
We are winning the World Series in 2022. So, but I know where you're going with that.
No,
we're winning the World Series this year. Put it on record.
You are winning the World Series.
We are winning the World Series. That's our focus. That's our goal. But to your question, we are winning the World Series if our starting staff stays healthy. I know that's vague, but I don't want to.
And then
that's my answer.
Okay, but
you can dig in a little bit on that, but I think it's about our starting pitching. You know, just keeping our guys healthy.
And you had Trevor Bauer situation, which I think he is referring to. Not sure if he's having Trevor Bauer. They obviously didn't. Dustin May got hurt. Kershaw in and out of the lineup. But they didn't do anything. Walker Buehler, they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. That was something we brought up in the moment. Bill Plaschke of the LA Times was very opinionated about that. They just caught the wrong team at the wrong time. And it happens in the playoffs. The Phillies have advanced. I mean, it happens. Charles Barkley and Justin Herbert, final hour coming up. Hope you'll join us. Dan Patrick Show. Close that hour, too, with our friends from DraftKings, because for NBA fans, the wait is over. Basketball's back, and the tip-off to DraftKings Sportsbook. They are ready to help you, the official sports betting partner of the NBA. New customers can make any $5 NBA moneyline bet. Get $200 in free bets if your team wins. Plus, everyone can boost their winnings up to 100%. DraftKings stepped up same-game parlays. Go to DraftKings Sportsbook app, opt in, and place a stepped-up same-game parlay today. Bigger payouts than ever. DraftKings Sportsbook, it's the place where you go to bet on the NBA. Todd?
21 and over in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. Bonus issued as free bets. One early win token issued at opt-in. Moneyline bets only. Deposit and wagering restrictions apply. Eligibility and terms at DraftKings.com/football terms.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is Amy Brown from Four Things with Amy Brown. Today, healthier is happening at CVS Health in more ways than you've ever seen. It's wellness destinations for seniors, including select locations with Oak Street Health and CVS Pharmacy. It's doctors, nurses, pharmacists, and everyone in between offering quality care and support virtually, in person, and on the phone. It's in-home evaluations through Signify Health and meeting mental health needs through Aetna. And those are just a few of the ways that healthier is happening. To see more, visit cvshealth.com/healthierhappenstogether. CVS Pharmacy, Oak Street Health, CVS Specialty, Signify Health, and Aetna are part of CVS Health. Eligibility and services vary by location and individual.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
Laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.